Well, good morning. Absolutely. Crazy insanity continues here. In the transgender world, so to speak. God help us. You know, it's getting wicked out there. It's getting worse out there. It's not going to get better, obviously. We know this world is going to wax worse and worse. But I think it's important to look at some of these issues and, you know, wake up and understand, hey, guess what? There's a lot going on right now in this world, and it's sick, and it's getting sicker by the minute. Okay, so I want to read you this article here. I told you last time I updated you on the transgender movement. This article, kids as young, I'm going to move this a little closer to me here. Kids as young as 4 find safe place at transgender day camp. This is from the Associated Press. This is right in your face. This isn't going anywhere, this issue. In some ways, Rainbow Day Camp is very ordinary. Just the name right there, you know you're in trouble. Kids arrive with a packed lunch, make friendship bracelets, play basketball, sing songs, and get silly. But it is also extraordinarily unique from the moment campers arrive each morning. So listen to how they try to normalize it. Hey, everything's cool. Everything is absolutely normal. No, it's not. At check-in each day, campers make a name tag with their pronoun of choice. Some opt for she or he or a combination of she, he, or they. Or no pronoun at all. Some change their name or pronouns daily to see what feels right. So they're gender fluid. Woo! They just ride the tide. Whatever they feel like that day, that's what they call themselves. Do you understand the absolute insanity of this and where we're headed to Insaneville? There's 4-year-olds doing this. 4-year-olds. No, it gets worse. The camp in San Francisco Bay Area, well, that'll tell you everything you need to know. The land of fruits and nuts, right there. Right there, land of fruits and nuts. I want to tell you everything you need to know. Absolutely everything you need to know. Fruits and nuts, right there. San Francisco Bay Area, right there. Okay. The camp in the San Francisco Bay Area, city of El Cerrito, caters to transgender and gender fluid ages from 4 to 12. 4 to 12. Listen, 4-year-olds... don't even barely know how to tie their shoes. Most of them don't. And you're telling me they could choose which gender they are? Look, an adult can't choose which gender they are. God made them male and female. You don't get to choose that. It's already chosen for you. Wow. Anyway. Making it one of the only camps of its kind in the world open to preschoolers. I told you they're going after the kids. This is what it's about. This whole thing is about recruiting children into their sick world. That's what this is about. They want to recruit children into their sick, disgusting, perverted world. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay, so they say, oh my goodness, enrollment has tripled to about 60 young campers since it opened 3 summers ago. With kids coming from as far as Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., even Africa. Dude, who sends their kid from Africa to this homo rainbow thing? Who sends their kids to this thing? Who's got a screw loose like that? Brother David Ickes is on. Brother David Ickes, I'm not as nice as you. You would say this in a very kind way, a very educated way, and I'm just like a... I just come out blasted. That's the only way I know how to do it, brother. Oh. Listen to this, folks. This is getting sick. They're going to start 4 or 5 of these across the country, they're saying. On a sunny July morning at camp, the theme was Crazy Hair Day. Yeah, Crazy Hair Day. Yeah, that's normal. That's the most normal thing they're doing at this camp is Crazy Hair Day. A 6-year-old Gracie Maxwell was dancing in the sunshine as a Miley Cyrus song blasted from outdoor speakers. The freckled blue-eyed blonde wore her hair in a braid on one side, a pigtail on the other, and snacked on cereal as she twirled and skipped. Okay. But you gotta understand something about Gracie, Molly. Once she could talk, I don't remember a time when she didn't say, this is her parents talking, "I'm a girl," said her mother. Molly Maxwell, who still trips over pronouns but tries to stick to she. Then it grew intensely. "I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a princess," Maxwell said. We would argue with her. She was confused. We were confused. "You're the parents! What do you mean you were confused?" Well, parents get confused, but the point is, when she was born, you looked down at her and said, I have a baby boy. You didn't look down and say, "Oh, I'm confused." No, the child comes out, the child says, "Okay, oh, I don't know why your child said that, but I want to be a boy, or I want to be a girl." Well, no, you were born a boy, you're a boy. "I'm a sister." No, you're not a sister, you're a boy. That's foolishness, that's nonsense. Living in liberal-minded Bay Area made it easier. The Maxwells found a transgender playgroup, sought specialists, and at 4 years old let Gracie grow her hair, dress as a girl, and eventually change her name. Well, there's your first problem. You went and saw a specialist. That'll get you in trouble every time if you go see a specialist, because they're just as nuts as you are. Just as nuts as you are. Only they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to be as insane as they are. You're doing it for free. Bats in the belfry. Think about it. She says this. Her mom says this. "I see her now compared to before. I watch her strut around and dance and sing and the way she talks about herself. If she was forced to be someone else..." The mother trails off. "I don't even want to think about that." She is someone else. I mean, where are you living? Never Never Land? What are you, Peter Pan? Did you fly out the window and go somewhere? What's the matter with you? You can't just say, "Well, I want to be this. I want to be Puff the Magic Dragon today." That doesn't mean I'm going to be Puff the Magic Dragon today. That's just the dumbest thing in the world. I mean, how can anybody think this is reality? Do you understand where America is? You know why America has time to be stupid like this? Because nobody's invading them and blowing their heads off and running around chasing them in the streets. Because I'll guarantee you real quick, you wouldn't be acting like an idiot like this if somebody was chasing you through the streets with a gun in their hand trying to shoot you. You'd be like, "I'm not a woman. I'm a woman. I don't know what I am." No, you figure out real quick what you were if you were in trouble. That's what's going to happen to this country. God's going to bring judgment around this country. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because there's so much foolishness and nonsense and time for this. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Babylon and everything else. All those other nations that are destroyed. The reason why is they got a bunch of time on their hands. They're doing nothing but evil with it. And this is absolutely nonsense and evil. Gender specialists say the camp's growth reflects what they are seeing in gender clinics nationwide. Yeah, me too. Insanity. Nuts. That's what I'm seeing. Crazy people. Increasing numbers of children coming out as transgender at young ages. They credit the rise of greater openness and awareness of LGBTQ. RSTV. Never mind. And parents tuning in early when a child shows signs of gender dysphoria or distress about their children. What 4-year-old shows distress about their gender? I mean, do they have a father that, like, if they're a boy that, like, I don't know, takes them fishing, wrestles around with them, doesn't leave him with a bunch of women all the time, and so they go insane. I mean, like, does boy stuff with them. And a girl, like, that the daddy treats her like a girl, treats her like a princess, buys her dresses, takes care of her. Her mom teaches her how to be a lady. You know, like, all the normal stuff that people do. You know, like, normal, like with natural affection, not without natural affection, not psychotic. These people are nuts. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. No, we're going to be the ones they're going to call nuts. We're going to be the ones they're going to call crazy. They already do. We're going to be the ones that we got to do something about these Christians now. I'm telling you what. They think boys should be boys and girls should be girls now. That's a problem. A decade ago, this camp wouldn't have existed. Eventually, I do believe it won't be so innovative, camp founder Sandra Collins said. And maybe it's got to be a woman that founded it, right? I'm sorry, but some of the dumbest things in the world happen because women get involved with things they should stay out of. Because they go off all their feelings. Now, you can get mad at me if you're a lady, or you can just recognize it. All the heresies out there, the major big ones in religion and everything else, women. God likens false doctrine of the Bible, adulterous woman. That's the way it is. I'm not talking about all women. If you get mad, just get right. It's okay. You don't have to get that mad. It's just the way it is. I'm not saying you're like that. I'm saying that's the way it goes. But when you get all the emotions and all that stuff in there, they think on emotions, not practicality. Because you got to be thinking on emotions when you think, my kid doesn't know what he is. Well, I'll help him. I'll help him figure it out. I mean, it's real easy. It isn't that hard. It really isn't. God made them male and female. That's it. Boy, that was hard. Listen to this, though. This Sandra Collins that invented this camp, she said, but my daughter knew for sure at 2. Okay, listen. Listen, snowflake weird lady. All right? Wicked Witch of the West. Listen. 2-year-olds don't know anything for sure. Okay? They know nothing for sure. 2-year-olds. I know. I've had 5 of them. 2-year-olds don't know anything for sure. They don't even know what kind of cereal they like for sure. Okay? 2-year-olds don't know anything for sure. For you to say that my 2-year-old knew for sure at the age of 2 that she was actually a boy. Collins' experiences as the mother of a transgender girl, now 9, inspired her to start the camp at another for 13 to 17-year-olds called Camp Kickin' It. How much raping and nasty, disgusting, perverted stuff you think is going on in that camp? A lot of these kids have been bullied and had trauma at school. Man, I grew up with trauma at school. What are you talking about, trauma at school? Man, I was a kid. I grew up with trauma at school. I got beat up on the bus. Everything happened to me. I mean, trauma at school. Everybody goes through trauma at school. You went to public school. My brother went to Christian school. Man, he got beat up and had more fights in Christian school than anybody had in public school anytime. That doesn't change anything, okay? It's you teach children to deal with things, then you take care of it when it comes up. You don't turn them into a different sex. Or try to. A lot of these kids have been bullied and traumatized at school. This is a world where none of that exists. We are in super world, super trans world, where you can be as weird as you want to be and nobody will make fun of you. You know why they probably had trauma at school? Because somebody said, stop acting like a girl, you're a boy. Snowflake safe place. But this is a safe place. This is a safe place for your child. They can be as weird as they want to be. Why? Because they got teachers just as weird as they are. That's why. None of this is even remotely sane. How could anybody think this sounds sane? And I can't wait till the armpit capital of the world comments on this when I put it on YouTube, which is the armpit comment capital of the world. Because they're going to go ballistic over this. That's funny, Brother Jesse. Now you know what happened to me. Fourth grader Scarlett Reinhold, Colin's daughter, who was assigned male at birth. No, probably had a penis and that would make it a male. I don't know. That's probably how it went. I'm guessing that it wasn't assigned that. I'm guessing that that the child had a penis and it was a boy. I'm guessing that's what happened. Who's assigned male at birth says at camp, she can be herself. I feel comfortable for being who I am and who I want to be. Says Scarlett. Scarlett. A confident 9-year-old in a frilly skirt who wears her dark hair long and wavy. This should make you absolutely sick. And somebody thinks they're helping these people. There's little comprehensive data on young children who identify as transgender. But experts say as the number of young people coming to their clinics increases, the prevailing medical guidance has shifted. The favorite protocol today is known as the gender affirmative approach. Let's take the gender affirmative approach. It even sounds fruity. Which focuses on identifying and helping transgender children to socially transition, to live as the gender they identify with rather than the one they were born with until they're old enough to decide on medical options like puberty blockers and later hormone treatments. Puberty blockers? Hormone treatments? For 2-year-olds? For 4-year-olds? The Center for Trans Youth Health Development at Children's Hospitals. No, seriously. No, really. There's a Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. No, really. There's actually a department for that. Lord help us. Started a decade ago with about 40 patients and now has over 900 people ages 3 to 25 enrolled in its program with 150 on its waiting list. I just think there's a lot more openness to the understanding that trans adults start as trans kids. Yeah, because they're molested. Because something happened to them. Because you did something to them. Because you nurtured some stupid, wicked, perverted, nonsense, fairy tale living fake stuff. That's why. You nurtured evil in them and that's what happened. You nurtured the wrong thing in them, and that's what happened. When people say, isn't this too young? My question back to them is, too young for what? How young do people know their gender? Well, I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, I watched this video. I mean, and I'm not saying it was good because Hollywood's wicked, but you know what this little kid said on the video? Boys have penises and girls have vaginas. There you go. That was from a preschooler. That's not that hard to figure out. You don't teach him some fairy tale of something that's absolutely opposite of that. That's insanity. It's not more openness, it's nonsense. Too young for what? How young do people know their gender? The answer is to that is some people know it at 3 and some people know it at 30. No, seriously. So did you see that? Well, you can't know your gender. Some people don't know it till they're 30. How insane is that? How insane is that? Diane Ehrensaft, director of mental health at the University of California, San Francisco Child and Adolescent Gender Center. No, really, that big long title? Yeah, that's real. That was really what that was. Says enrollment there has tripled over the past few years with a sea change. Maybe we can call it a tsunami. Oh, great, a transgender tsunami. That's all we need. In the number of little kids showing up with their families. I mean, seriously. Women oppress them and children rule over them, right? Or children oppress them and women rule over them? These people are being led by children and women are ruling over them. That's where we're at here. That's exactly where we're at here. She feels a growing number of calls from families overseas, including South Africa, Ethiopia, Hong Kong, Belgium, England, and other countries that lack resources. Yeah, we lack resources, all right. They lack a lot of resources. It's called a brain. At Rainbow Day Camp, a therapist is on hand. Oh, wait, let me back up. Studies show transgender adults have higher rates of suicide and depression than the general population. I don't know, you think, because they can't grasp reality? You think it's some guy to tell them, look, you're a dude. Look, you're a woman. That's just how it is. Let me show you an absolute standard from the Word of God. In the beginning, God made them male and female. And if you try to get out of any of that order, guess what happens? You go nuts in your head. Why? Because it's not reality. And it's like you're trying to explain to a bunch of people that live in reality. You're trying to tell them, hey, no, I'm not a girl. I'm not a boy. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm gender fluid. And you know what those people are saying to you? No, you're nuts. And then you're like, oh, they're being mistreated. Why? Because somebody told you the truth? That you were made a male or you were made a female and you can't change that. A 2016 study by the University of Washington Trans Youth Project, published in the journal Pediatrics, found trans children who live as their preferred gender and are supported by their parents have the same mental health outcomes as other kids their age. Yeah, I highly doubt that. Let me tell you, I highly, highly, highly doubt that. Because those kids know they ain't real. They know they're living fake. And I'm going to tell you something, what happens to people that live fake? They hang themselves. That's what happens. They grow up to despise themselves, to hate their parents, and to hate everything about them. And they end up killing themselves. Most of them do. They get in that lifestyle. Why? Because it's not reality. And it never will be reality. And because it's not reality, guess what happens? They go insane. I don't care who nurtures the evil in them. When Satan's done with you, you're going to go out and hang yourself. That's what happens. Now, I don't want you to do that. I want you to get saved. If you're listening to this and you're a trans, I want you to get saved by the grace of Almighty God. I want you to repent of your wicked sins, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and get born again by the Spirit of God. Because God made you male and female. And that's the way God made you, friend. And you need to repent because you're not happy with the way God made you. You think God made you wrong. You think whatever happened to you in your life changes nothing. The truth is always the truth. It's not fluid truth, okay? It's not gender fluid truth. The truth is the truth. You need to be born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ can take out that wicked old Baphomet heart that's been nurtured inside of you, and he can put his Spirit inside of you, make you a new creature and change you, and you won't want to live like that anymore. You won't want to be something that God didn't make you. You'll actually thank God for the way he made you, and you'll go on and live a productive life for the Lord Jesus Christ and be productive in this world. But she goes on to say, I want to show these kids what a confident, happy, successful trans person looks like, said camp director Andrew Kramer, 30, who goes by AK and came out as a transgender man at 26. We teach them they are normal, deserving of love, and not alone. One family traveled from Africa to enroll their son in the camp for its full 3-week summer session. The 9-year-old goes by the name Nao at Rainbow, but has not publicly come out as a transgender girl. The family asked that their last name and country where they live be kept confidential, fearing repercussions. You mean because people might be normal there and think there's something wrong with you? Nao's mother, Miriam, said she watched her child blossom at camp. Nao was happier and less prone to outbursts, made friends, opened up about school bullying, and wants to return next summer. I think for the first time, Nail feels like just a normal kid. But you're not a normal kid! You're not a normal kid! You were created a female and you want to be a male. That's not normal. You don't get to change the definition of normal. That's not normal. It's called without natural affection. That's what it's called. Okay? And the Bible foretold about these times. And I'm going to preach a sermon on this. I have one. I mean, I've preached on it before. But Paul said in Romans chapter 1, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." He says in verse number 21, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God." This is a blueprint for the destruction of society. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, dishonoring their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Listen to this, and this sounds just like them. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit." Full of deceit, yeah. Tell the kid, well, you were born with male anatomy, but you're a female, if you want to be. "Malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God." Can you think of anybody that hates God more than one that denies the way that God made them, male or female? And tries to get out of that Baphomet spirit that's being pushed. That's the gender fluid spirit, is Baphomet. That'll be another video. "Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection." These parents have no natural affection for their children at all. None. They don't love their children. That's not love. That's hate. "Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Pray for these kids, man. They're in trouble. They're in trouble, man. And this is where our society and our country is headed right now. We need to pray for them. Listen, if you're a kid listening to this, I don't hate you. I'm not mad at you. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. On the contrary, I want you to be saved from your sins. I want you to be born again by the Spirit of God. I want you to have the joy of the Lord and the Holy Ghost in your heart. And you know what? You can get that by repenting, turning from your sin, putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and being born again by the Spirit of God. You know who hates you? These people that are trying to tell you it's okay to do wrong. It's okay to be something that you're not. It's okay to try to change the way God made you. Those people are haters of God. Those people need to repent. Those people are leading you astray. I'm not mad at you. You're being deceived by the devil, and I want you to be saved. Listen, have a good day.